No, I Bad Company, the band.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I picked them up from the airport.
Where was they going? Playing Greenville or something?
No, they were coming to Seneca here to play Seneca Fest or whatever the hell they call it, May Fest or some dumb shit. And we were selling cars at the time, and we were the big sponsor. You were the big sponsor. I was along for the ride. And so
it's all your fault, what I mean.
Yeah, that's basically what he's saying.
So they were like, can you I forgot who asked. Like, somebody asked you, and then you were like, hey, go do it. And I was like, all right. Somebody had to go pick up Bad Company from the airport. And I was like, oh, hell, who's that? You know.
It's exactly what he said,
you don't
too.
Mind, I'd like to stay away from Bad Company. Yeah. You don't mind.
So
I got a pretty good reputation going on, but now.
Right. And I'm a music, you know, connoisseur, so I'd like to know stuff. And so I figured out who Bad Company was, and I was like, oh, I know some of their songs. I just didn't know that was.
Well, what song do you know of theirs?
Bad Company.
Well, I was starting to say, yeah. Bad Company, maybe?
Ready for Love, and that's it.
That's all you need, though.
Yeah. Both of them. Uh-huh.
You know. So I take off to the airport, and at the time, like a. I forgot what we had. It was like a Taurus or, no, it was like a Lincoln Town car or something.
I was going to say, you wasn't going to get all them in a Taurus.
Well,
I
was picking up the lead singer.
Oh, just the lead singer.
The band was coming in later.
On the truck.
Well, I think it
with
was
the gear.
Yeah. I think it was more of like a van because
the
I took.
Band / road crew.
Yeah. I took all of them back to the airport in a 12 passenger van.
There we go. Now we're going
to. So I go to the airport. And this was before I'd ever flown. I'd never been to the airport. Actually, I went to the airport one time. We went and took somebody to the airport when I was a child, and I ate a Hershey's cookies and cream candy bar.
Imagine we had to get the food. Something. We had to go to food.
Yeah.
And immediately threw it up.
Oh, I was going to say, immediately had to go poop.
Yeah, well, that was you know, I was a child. I was all right. But then I got older, and my stomach was like, no, you're not all right. And so so I threw that up in the airport, which was embarrassing for my
You remember who we went and got? Or went? That's
it. I think it was our neighbor lady who shook real bad. Or she ended up shaking real bad.
Well, she only did that when she rode with us.
Yeah. Yeah. Not like dancing or like jazz hands, but like something wasn't going well and something wasn't firing. You know, she wasn't firing on all cylinders no more. But I got tasked with a... That was gas.
Bad Company.
I got tasked with going to pick up Bad Company. And so I go to the airport, park in the front.
You took a sign where it said Bad Company?
Well, see, I didn't know I needed to do that. You know, I was just kind of standing there hoping they would know it was me.
would recognize
you. Oh, yeah. So there he is.
That's what I thought. Like,
let's ride with him. He looks like a good guy.
Yeah. And then what you said, when everybody coming out, you waving out. Bad Company. Bad
That's
Company.
All I was doing. I was just people walk up like Bad Company, Bad Company, Bad Company. No. I think I ended up learning the guy's name and knowing like his gait, like where he'd be at, and all this. And then maybe I found a picture online or something. I don't know how I found him. It's actually a miracle that he got in the right car.
Yeah, he found
he's
you.
He's wondering he's still over at the airport, running around going, "What's the damn ride?"
He may not even be the lead singer back then. I could have just picked up the wrong guy. Anyway, so I get this guy and he's British. And he's not the lead singer of Bad Company. He is a replacement lead singer. Like, so the original Bad Company lead singer either quit, overdosed, and died.
They all died.
Yeah. So, like, this is Bad Company 2.0.
Yeah.
Or, like, Bad Company the...
The kind of okay company.
The remake.
Yeah. Yeah. Decent company.
Yeah, decent company.
Yeah. So I get this guy, and I'm like, hey, man, I'm Caleb. And he's like, oh, I'm Dennis. And I'm like, cool, good to meet you, Dennis.
Is that the way he said it? Oh, I'm Dennis, or?
No.
Hi, guy, I'm Dennis.
Yeah, it was something like that. I don't do a good British accent. I do a better, like,
Australian.
Asian.
There you
go. Anyway, so I get Dennis, and I'm like, hey, the car's right down here. And he's like, cool. And we start walking, and he just leaves his bag, like his rolling suitcase. And I'm like, you left your bag. He was like, I thought you were getting it. I'm like, oh. And then I realized he thought I was just a driver. Like, he thought I was.
What was you?
Well, in fairness, I was a driver, but that wasn't my day job.
You wanted to be more than that, dude.
He wanted to be good.
He wanted me to be more than that. I didn't give a shit what he wanted. So,
especially when you find out he wasn't even the lead singer.
Yeah. So he's like, oh, I thought you were getting it. I was like, oh. And then I realized he thought, oh, he's my driver. And I'm like, you don't know where you're going, buddy. You're going to Seneca, South Carolina. You are not that famous. So
what'd you do? Just look at him and say, nope.
No, I got his bag.
Oh, did you?
I got his bag. Took it down to the car, threw it in the trunk, threw him in the back seat. He chose to get in the back seat. Mm. So he wanted you
to be his driver.
At this point, I knew he thought he was fancy because he got in the back seat. I was like, oh, shit.
You should have just got back in the back seat with him.
I thought you was driving.
Just looked over at him and said, hey.
So we get on the way, and, you know, I'm trying to make chit-chat with him. And he's asking a little bit about the town where he's going. And he's like, well, do they have good restaurants? I was like, man, we got some good barbecue, you know, nearby. And some, we have a McDonald's.
And a Waffle House.
Yeah. And he said, I was like, yeah, I could recommend a few good spots for you. So we talk a little bit, and then he gets real quiet. And so I try to, you know, ask him something. And I was like, yeah, so you guys are just playing the show and then headed back out of town? And he doesn't say anything. And I'm like, that's odd. Asleep. Maybe he didn't hear me, or he's asleep.
Yeah.
So I look, and I'm like,
yes.
And he was awake. He said, I prefer not to talk. I was like, oh, okay. Well,
shut the hell up, Dennis.
All right. Now I know he thinks I'm a professional driver, and he doesn't want to talk to me. And I'm like, ah, damn. You done fucked up now, boy. So get a little piece down 85, and I said, Dennis, you got your hotel reservations lined up and everything? He said, they were supposed to book that for me. And I said, oh, yeah, that's right. They did. I said, they got you at the hotel, right? It's probably 2 miles from the venue. Venue is outdoor, down here, set up stage. Not, it's not a venue. It's a
Ramcat Alley.
That's what a venue is. My whole life, I thought a venue was a short avenue. I mean, I did. I mean,
I can understand that.
That makes sense.
Well, I mean,
small avenue.
Avenue, yeah. Or just venue. Yeah. Ramcat Alley.
That's what it is. You know.
And that's what it was.
Fits perfect.
But now I know that this guy's kind of an asshole. So now I'm...
You're going to lay it on him, ain't
you? I'm going to give him the business, yeah. So I said, they got you real close to the venue. He said, great, great. And then he says, what hotel is it? And I don't answer now. I'm like, nope.
Pay back.
You don't want to play that game. I'll shut the hell up faster than anybody, boy. So we get closer, and then... He says, did you ever say what hotel they had me staying at? I said, yep, the nicest one that we have in Seneca. It's a four-story, I forget the name of it. He said, is it like, he named like a couple fancy hotels.
Nah.
And I said, oh, no, you know where they got you? They got you at the Best Western. And I could see it in the rear view of his eyes go. And I was like, yeah, super nice. I think they got you top floor. He didn't say anything the rest of the time. So we get there, and I pull up under the little awning at the Best Western, and he said, are you picking me up for the show tomorrow or sound check or anything like that? I said, nah, I figured you could just call a taxi. They got number. I'm sure they got numbers listed on the damn hotel door for taxis.
Door, yeah.
I said, nah, I don't do this on a regular basis. This ain't my job. Oh, I said, yeah. He just kept sitting there. I said, this is your hotel right here that we're parked in front of directly. You know, I put you on the door.
And there's
side.
The front door.
And your shit's in the trunk.
He said,
neither. Ah.
And then I think he realized, oh, I'm not getting out to open his door. So he gets out, you know, and doesn't say thank you, doesn't say anything. He shuts the door. I pop the trunk. He's just standing by the door he just shut. I put his window down. I said, Dennis, don't forget your shit in the trunk. He gets it out, slams the trunk hard as he can. I wheel out of there, went back to work, I think, and I was like, I don't want to do that no more. That was dumb. I tell that story at work. then somehow I get volunteered to take them back to the, and it wasn't Dad volunteering me. It was somebody who thought they were fancy. It was like a, you know, politician or some shit in Seneca. It was like, hey, maybe Kay could do it. And Dad was like, whatever. Yeah, he can do it. He knows how to drive.
So he knows where Greenville's at.
Yeah.
So, and we got a van. So
I got a van. And now I'm picking them up at the Best Western. Lead singer going to sit up front this time.
Mm.
He gets in the front.
You didn't let him, did you?
No, I let him.
Oh, did you?
Right. I helped him put their stuff in the back.
Because
now he's got two guitar players, a drummer, and maybe I think it was just those three and the lead singer. Because they're not bad company. They are, you know.
Soft company.
B team. They're the JV bad company.
Yeah.
So they get in the van, and I ain't saying shit this time. I'm just getting to the airport, dumping them out.
You put them in the van. Were they reeking of alcohol and sex and marijuana?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That was a B team, too.
Yeah.
And I thought in my mind, and then I hear them talking like, you know, that was a pretty good show, you know. Yeah, my guitar messed up. I wasn't in tune. I'm like, no, I mean, it's Seneca, and you guys aren't even real bad company. Nobody gives a shit,
yeah.
You know. And they were like, one of them was like, yeah, this one fat lady just wouldn't stop talking to me all night. So she came back to the room, and I'm like, well.
Yeah, fat lady. I mean.
It's
that,
Seneca.
That didn't narrow it down
yeah,
a whole lot.
Yeah,
it
could have been anybody in Seneca.
And so I'm like, now I'm realizing, like, oh, you guys thought you were going to play a show somewhere. And you did. You probably played 10, 12 songs and got paid a measly amount of money to do it. But you thought they had booked you to come here to play, and you didn't know what Seneca was or what Seneca Fest was. And so they keep talking, and I'm driving. I'm 100 miles an hour going down 85, just trying to get these guys out of here. Get to the airport, pull up to the front. And they were all, none of them were, like, one of the guitar players was kind of a nice guy. You know, he tried to chit-chat a little bit with me while I'm driving, and I would talk to him. You know, the other guys didn't say shit to me because they thought, oh, this is just some fat driver. So we pull up in front of the airport, and I put it in park. And I sit there. And now nobody opens their doors. And Dennis, up here in the front, he knows who I am.
He knows
now.
You.
So he
Boys,
opens.
Go on out. You open your own damn
you better
door.
Get out.
Finally, Dennis looks over. He said, hey, thanks for the ride, mate. And I'm like, oh, shit. No problem, Dennis. I'm Mr. Bad Company or whatever the hell your name is. So
that's
then
a nice
he
name.
Gets out. And he looks at the other guy. He's like, hey. The handle's right here. So they get out, and now they're expecting me to go get all their stuff out. And Dennis knew. Dennis kind of looked back in there at me. And they still out the door. I said, fellas, if y'all pull that handle on the door, you can get all that shit out the back, and I can go back to work. And they were like, then they realized he's not a driver.
Thus ended your career of driving.
I'm driving for bad company.
I wasn't fishing for no tip. I knew I wasn't getting one.
Yeah.
So at that point, I was like, get out.
Yeah.
You know, going down this rocky road, you know, wondering where it's leading up that escalator to TSA. Get your ass in that plane and get out of here.
Y'all headed to Tupelo, Mississippi.
Yeah. So that was my bad company story. And that was the one and only time that I got tasked with picking up somebody from the airport.
I think the word got out.
Yeah, I started saying word got out to all them groups.
Yeah. All those knockoff, you know, the sticks.
If some guy named Kay picks you up, you better open your own door and pick your own shit up.
Yeah, big boy with a goatee come get you. He ain't going to have a good time unless you're friendly, and then it would have been fine. But he wasn't, and they weren't, and so it wasn't a good time for them. And then I told them, you know, I was trying to, you know, make a connection with them. And I don't know exactly how the song goes, but, like, we were riding down the highway, you know, radio was turned down because they didn't want to listen to it. Like, you guys were on it. Well, some of y'all. Or none of y'all, but... You know what I'm saying?
The guy y'all pretending to be.
Yeah.
They were on it, but,
and
you know.
So I was like, bad company. And then they kind of look, you know, and see if they, you know, would sing along, and they didn't. And I was like, well, that's about all I got. So I turned on rap music, I was like, nah. Hit him with a stone cold and said, get out. Y'all think they doing sex in nursing homes or retirement homes?
Oh, yeah. You know they're sneaking around in there.
Your mama had a boyfriend, didn't she?
Yeah. Yeah.
I tell everybody that story.
Yeah.
Well, apparently, my other grandma had a boyfriend.
Yeah.
He thought, he thought that they were boyfriend and girlfriend. You know, he would tell everybody, Myrtle, that's my girlfriend. And she'd be like, I don't know him. I was like, hell, he probably don't even know who he is. So, but I thought about that the other day, and I thought, oh, no, I didn't think about it. That'd been weird. I read something online that said, what was it? What do they call it when you do sex and something wrong happens to you?
We can't say it on here.
We've said a lot of stuff on here.
Yeah, but we never said that. I mean,
well, I didn't say, you know, are they
bad as doing science?
Are they doing, you know, I phrased it.
Yeah, we ain't going to do no science. We ain't going to do no sex on here, okay?
So I'm just saying, they said that, what are they called? God dang it. Oh, STDs were very prominent in
nursing homes.
Yes.
Ah.
Because, actually, I don't know why.
And well, I do. I can.
Yeah, we can figure it out from here.
Pieces together.
I don't want to know why. I mean,
want to visualize why.
Here's what happened. I know how that happens. I don't want to think about it, visualize it, or think that shit. Both my grandmas and one of my grandpas was in one of them.
Yeah.
And so now I'm sitting there thinking. When I read that, I was like, "Damn, that's a very weird stat." And then I thought, I don't need to do this. I went back to YouTube, started watching golf.
Why do you think eventually they quit talking about going home?
Hey.
Yeah, when you get there, when you get there, you know, you take them there, I'm going with you. I ain't staying here. Oh, I'm going with you. Well, about 2 weeks later, I'll see you later. How long are you going to stay? I mean, I got things to do.
I noticed. It's not a story for a different day. I just started the story. My grandpa who was in there, when he first went in there, I noticed he kept doing this. You know, like when I visited him, he was doing that. And I was like, you're not wearing a watch. First, what are you doing? Did the bug bite you? You know, are you checking a liver spot? You know, are you seeing if that mole's changed? And he kept doing this. And I said, Papa, what are you doing? And he said, reckon how long are you going to be here? I said, I don't want to be here at all. I can leave now. He said, yeah, that'd probably be good. They fixing to serve lunch.
Yeah.
I said, it's 4:30 in the afternoon. You mean dinner? He said, you call it what you want. I was like, gross. So I left. Didn't go back. I decided, you know what? That's not for me. I don't.
Yeah, what he's trying to tell you, Kay, is they eat supper about 5 o'clock. It is 4:30. Well, after supper, they go to bed.
Yeah.
So he's trying to hurry you out of there. He got to eat before he does anything else.
Well, that was the thing. Yeah. I didn't know it at the time. I thought he was losing it, and he's...
Well, they want you to think that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he's never been a bad grandpa to me, but he's also not been a great person for a good portion of his life. And when he passed away, I don't think I've told that story. Someone asked me to say some words at his
eulogy.
Yeah. And
it's what?
Eulogy.
That's what that is.
That's where they baptize people.
Yeah.
What do they call that?
Right before they put you in the ground, they tip you in the water, and what else they do to you?
What do you call the place where you baptize people? We said it a couple weeks ago.
That's the vestige.
Oh, now that's Peter Pan.
Yeah, that's right.
We talking about something different. So, anyway.
Creek.
Yeah.
Down by the river.
They, in a van, they asked me to say some words, and I was like, oh, man, I never did public speaking in school. I didn't take that class, so I don't know how to
publicly speak.
But I'm a salesman, so I can figure some shit out, you know.
Make some stuff up, can't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Welcome to your boys' podcast. So,
it's held over, hasn't it?
They, it kind of proves itself. On,
yeah.
You honing your skills.
This is my public speaking class. Asked me to say a few words, and I was like, okay.
I just don't have to do it in front of nobody.
Yeah. So, imaginary people.
In the shadows
people.
Listening.
Yeah. So, I wrote some stuff down, you know, and Josh was like, I let him read it. You know, because at the time we were probably.
I see mistake number one going with this story right now.
I think I was like 26, 27, and Josh was like 20, oh. 19.
Yeah.
And so I wrote it at work, let him read it. He was like, yeah, sounds good. It's cool. I didn't let anybody else read it.
Mistake number two.
I want to keep it a surprise, you know. Like, they thought I might have one of those little party poppers.
He wanted to hear somebody feel go.
That's what people thought. Because the day of, we are sitting in the nurse, not the
vestibule.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
The where do you do with the funeral? The funeral home, but what do they call the room?
Parlor.
Yeah. We was in the parlor.
They call that the parlor.
Funeral. That's where you get your hair cut.
Funeral parlor. Is that what you call it?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense.
What's the difference between a parlor and a regular room?
Dead people in the parlor.
Yeah, with fancy chairs.
And one of them fancy couches.
Yeah. And
they call them humpback couches.
Yeah.
They got them in there. Yeah.
We're sitting there, and my cousin comes up to me, JJ, he's been on here. And then, like, a couple other people come up to him, and they're like, hey.
Be gentle.
Oh, one of the preachers who was doing the actual stuff comes up to me.
Imagine
like,
that.
Hey, they said that you were going to say some words, you know, say a little bit. And I said,
first.
And they're like, do you have it, like, planned out, wrote down or anything? And that's basically what everyone's asking me is, do you have it wrote out? Like, is it planned? Or are you just going to get up there and talk? And I said, no, I got it wrote out. I got an outline, you know. And they're like, oh, okay. And they said, Are you gonna think? And I'm like, what? They're like, are you gonna say something negative about him? Like, are you gonna talk shit about him? Preacher didn't say that. Everybody else did. Like, are you gonna talk shit about him? And I was like, I don't know, man. We'll see. We'll see how it goes.
We'll see how the crowd reacts.
That's exactly what I said. I said, we'll see how the crowd reacts. You know, we'll see where I need to take it. And everybody,
come read
like,
the room, Hoss.
Yeah, everybody that I said that to were like,
uh-oh.
And I was like,
we're about to have a big time.
So yeah. I had done set it up to go up there and roast him, knowing I wasn't going to do it. But I wanted people to think it.
Yeah.
And I did. I got up there, and I started talking, and I had it. And there was a line in there, and I don't remember what it says. But it was something to the effect of, he was a hard worker. He was a...
Family man.
No,
he definitely
that was not in there because he was not.
Oh, okay.
He was, yeah, that wasn't in there. He was a hard worker. He was apparently a great athlete. Apparently, he was a damn world champion boxer in the fifth grade.
And a baseball, you know, and an all star baseball player in the Negro League.
Yeah. How in the hell that happened? So I said he was a great athlete and he was very thrifty with his money or something like that, which is not an accolade that you want to throw at a funeral, but I was fishing. And so I say all those things, and then people are like, and I can see my mom and my aunt and my grandma sitting there.
And they know him. I mean, they know him well.
Oh, yeah, they knew him.
Are you about to tell the truth or what?
They knew him, and they know me. So they knew.
They're holding their breath what they're doing.
There's
this
a solid,
could take a bad turn. Yeah,
there's a solid chance I have a little, what do they call them? Like a, not a lisp, but like a little string of firecrackers in my pocket that I'm just about to set off.
You say a lisp?
Yeah.
That's where you can't talk. Can't
talk thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I said, you know, and I got to the end and I was like, but one thing he did instill in us, me, you know, and my family, I named a few people, and I said that nothing is more important than leaving a legacy. And I said a couple other things, and I closed it, you know. And I sat down, and JJ was like, good job. Josh was like, good job. I was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. So we got done, and I think we're going to eat or something. Everybody came up to me, and they were like, we thought you were about to talk shit. I said, I knew I had everybody worried. And then one of them was like, what do you mean, like, leaving a legacy? I meant, and I said, he left a legacy. Like, he, people knew him. He was good at doing shit in the mill. He was an athlete. You know, people want to know who you are. I said, you didn't talk much about his family. I said, well, he wasn't that great at that shit. I said, did you want me to? Half of zero is...
You're going to get half of that.
Yeah.
So...
I'm just putting it out there on the internet that if somebody wanted to be friendly, and I need $27,000.
Well, have you ever thought about driving people to and from an airport?
I've considered it, and it didn't go. I've tried it.
It didn't go well.
Didn't go over.
What this? What about this? What do you call it? Venmo or something like that? What's that?
Well, that's basically
that's just
like text messaging money.
Hold on, what? It's what?
It's just moving
text
money.
Messaging money. What'd you say?
Moving money.
Yeah. Same thing he said.
Well, hell, moving over here. Moving to me.
That's what I'm saying.
The thing about it is you got to give them your account info.
Yeah.
So now they've got their account info and your account info, and you got to hope like hell that they make the transition in your direction.
Yeah. So,
well, ain't no way you make it just go one direction.
I don't know. I don't Venmo.
You
so
can.
I don't know.
Here's the thing. You when you sign up for any of those services, Venmo or Cash App or whatever, you put in your bank info. And then when someone's going to send you money, they don't send it to your checking and routing. They send it to your name on Venmo. So it all stays in Venmo. So like if Earl
Venmo sends it to you.
If Earl was going to send me $27,000.
Just say he was.
Big if on that.
First of all, if he wins the lottery.
He would send it from Earl, everybody knows Earl, to
Venmo.
No, to KK7796
at Venmo.
At Yahoo. So it would go through Venmo. So you would deposit money into Venmo, then send it.
But I don't have your account information.
Right.
Okay.
So but Earl has put his account information in there to send
Venmo.
Money.
Venmo's got both our account informations, but he
don't
have mine
share.
And I don't have his.
Right.
Apparently.
It gets hacked, and then Venmo knows everything.
Yeah, once Venmo gets hacked, they got both our account money, and we're both brokering shit.
Yeah, which is fair.
Let's do this. Let's go to the bank and set us up a different account just for our Venmo stuff.
There we go.
All right. Yeah. And then let's get on like a podcast and say, hey, y'all send money to Venmo us.
Yeah.
Is that what you call it, Venmo us?
I reckon you've been Venmo'd. I don't know.
Yeah.
Venmo us some money. You know, and we don't need, but all the thing we need is, well, we need $1.
$27,000.
Well, we need $1 to start with.
Sure.
But we need it from, how many? 457 million.
443.
Mm-hmm. We need 443 million, y'all, to send us $1.
Yeah.
Okay. So now, listen, overseas. We ain't got it set up yet, but time this comes out next Friday, we have it set up. So if all y'all want to send us money, all 447 million of it, wait a second. Everybody ain't listening to this podcast.
Yeah, that'd be helpful. I have an offshore bank account.
You do?
Your money get wet?
It's through Switzerland.
Oh.
That's way off offshore.
Mm-hmm.
That's off country.
It's actually
off the continent. That's way over there.
Yeah. That's across the pond.
It's actually
I don't
offshore.
Know if you try to get a check cash. You
no.
You got to go to the bank. That's a long trip.
Yeah.
I needed to...
Shelter.
Hide some money.
Shelter some money, yeah.
Yeah.
Hide
sorry.
It.
No, shelter it.
Oh, you don't need to hide it. You need to shelter. They don't say hide it. You got a bed. Put it on your bed. Put it on your mattress like everybody else does.
I needed to
put
shelter
it in a mason jar and bury it in the backyard.
Yeah. Like a body.
Yeah. Wait a second. Whoa.
We went from sheltered money to burying
body.
Yeah, I
said better edit that out.
I needed to shelter some money, or so I thought, because the plan was to get a lot of money. And then...
That's a hell of a plan.
And then not...
Which I'd have thought of that.
And then not have to pay certain...
duties.
And tariffs on it.
Taxes.
Yeah.
Well,
here's a question I got.
Yeah. About $74. Because, yeah.
Well, a year or two ago, or a couple years ago, I guess now.
Yeah.
You and Josh were dabbling into some of this cryptocurrency stuff.
Amen.
Now, back in them days, I remember y'all was talking like yours was worth 0.00000003 cents.
Mm-hmm.
Have we dropped off any of them zeros yet?
Yep. So let me. I'll tell you, damn, what it is.
That means it was each one of them was worth 0.31 millionth of 1 cent.
Yeah.
Yeah. So my most well, that's in a different wallet, but my most
offshore wallet.
My highest perform, and these are in Sweden. I like the country to start with an S.
Apparently.
Bitcoin. I got a little bit of that. I don't got a whole one. You know, I got a
whole one worth about $17,000.
No, it's back up to $62,000. That's what possessed me to ask the question.
Yeah, yeah,
Bitcoin's done all back up to almost its all time high.
I got hold on, let me read these numbers. What, how many of that? 100,000. I got 66 billion of one coin. And that whole total is worth about $17 right now.
That's where you need an offshore account.
kind of, yeah.
But case things take off.
Like we've discussed in the past, let's do just a little bit of math.
No, let's don't.
If that son of a bitch goes to 1/1,000th of a penny, that's $6 million. Tax-free, hopefully, because it's going to be deposited in Sweden or Switzerland or one of them. Then I have to go get it.
That's to say, what, you take a duffel bag?
I'd probably take a duffel bag.
A big duffel bag.
Yeah, I'd probably take a couple duffel bags.
You got to take a couple people carry them.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got y'all.
Okay. We can't lift that much.
We'll take a couple duffel bags, Earl's boat, that'll get us there, and a luggage cart from a hotel. We can snatch one.
I got a trailer.
Borrow one.
I got a trailer.
Yeah, yeah. Your boat won't hold the trailer, though.
No.
And they don't have a bridge from Switzerland over here.
Well, we'll get it to the shore. Then we got to get it from Charleston up here.
Good point. We're gonna need all of your resources. Every resource you have, we're gonna need them. But I thought that was a good idea.
So you didn't answer your question. So how much have you actually got now in whatever that
crypto $17? In Bitcoin? No, that's a different one. Bitcoin. Let's see what I got in Bitcoin right now.
Because if you just got half of one, you got $31,000.
I don't have. I have less than 1% of one.
Oh, well.
So I might have like
another
eight.
$17.
Yeah, I might have 17 more dollars. Let's see. Okay, well, nothing's happening.
So why didn't you buy more when it was down there low?
I didn't have a lot of money.
Well, that'll do it.
Now we're back to the he needs $27,000.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I didn't have a lot of money, and I still don't. So I need $27,000. And oh shit!
Uh oh,
no,
maybe he don't need $26,000 now.
It's just, my good God, just load, damn it!
It's this dang concrete, dang buffer.
I'll tell you how much I put into Bitcoin. I put in $28.
You put it all at one time.
And now it's $200.
Hey, well, that's a start. That's, now you don't need but $26,800. So
yeah, so
we're getting there.
Yeah, we're chipping away.
62 more years, and you'll be there.
Now the question is this in your name or is it in your boy's name? Because if your boy's name, we headed toward the black.
We're getting in the black.
Yeah. It's the offshore accounts are in my name.
Well, is half that Josh's, or has he got his own account?
No, he's got his own account. And now he has one that's performing well, I think. I think he put in $100, and I think he might have multiplied that by 10 or 15 right now, hey. I think. I don't know. Can't confirm it. He had a baby, so we don't talk about it. He's
then
busy.
It's gone.
Yeah.
Whatever he did have is gone.
It's gone.
Yeah.
If it ain't gone, it's going to be gone soon.
Yeah. Did y'all see that they had on the news?
Josh was on the news?
No.
What'd you do this time? Okay.
No. They had a, no, it wasn't on the news. It was like an article. And, no, it was on the news too. And they had an article about the, what did they call it? The pioneering drug policy in Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently,
they're legalizing basically anything.
Everything.
What?
That's what the way I hear it.
How have y'all heard about a pioneering drug program in Oregon? And I hadn't heard about it.
Well, people voted on it last year, I think.
You just don't get out in social life like we do. We
apparently not.
But they
you
will.
And Gino just ride around and yap all day.
And call you.
And call me.
In Oregon, you can basically do any drug you want to.
Yep.
Well, hold on. You got to be Oregon. You know, Oregon is kind of a rural area. Well, you got to be way out in the middle of nowhere and doing them by yourself. Yeah,
you can be in Portland on Main Street, sitting on the corner, fire you up a doobie or shoot up a line of coke or however you do coke.
Hold on. So you're telling me, you basically saying none of that's illegal?
That's correct.
In Oregon?
They got tired of arresting people because they're arresting so many, and they're like, listen, guys, just do it, but don't do no crimes.
And that ain't working out well for them.
No, they burnt down. Portland ain't there no more. They burnt that whole city down like they did Rome. Or what was that one that caught on fire or turned to sand or something in the Bible?
San Francisco.
Babylon.
Sodom and Sodom and gonorrhea.
Sodom sized them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that's what you do when you put wax on your car, sodomize it. Ain't that what it's called?
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Yeah. Anyway, they had a report, and they had a fella who was...
Simon, I'm sorry.
They had a fella...
That's what you do when you get your watches hooked up. You simonize them.
Yeah. Now they can talk to each other. Venmo.
Your grandpa, Roger, he didn't have a watch.
No.
He could look at his arm.
Yeah, but he was just up down.
Yeah, you better get out of here, ain't you? I was like, sure. I didn't want to come here.
Well, he said, I know about what time it is. About time you get the hell out of here.
So they had this fellow that was, you know, they do like B-roll footage where it's like they're not interviewing you.
Whoa, B-roll footage?
Yeah, not B-hole footage. Be roll footage.
Well, I'm glad because I thought
get excited, wasn't you?
Yes. Different.
Well, I don't know if I'm gonna see this or not.
Probably not.
That's when get nasty.
That's when somebody videos you waxing your car. That's different. So they got this footage, and it's basically just like shooting. You know, you've seen it on the news. It's just like a cityscape or like downtown, or like they're showing a bunch of cars going by. B roll. So they're doing that, and they show this one fella who is doing drugs, and he's sitting on a bench downtown somewhere, I'm assuming what used to be Portland, and he pulls down his COVID mask so he can fire up his crack pipe.
Dang.
Hits his crack pipe and puts his COVID mask back up, and then just,
you don't want to get sick.
And I thought to myself, one, I know this guy has no brain cells at all, because COVID's basically gone away. Now, if you get it, or if someone tells you you got it, it's basically a cold.
That's what they told the FDA or what?
CDC.
Said yesterday, it was, treat it like the flu.
Yeah.
You know.
And you only have to stay hidden for one day.
Yeah.
Like, you only got to Anne Frank yourself in an attic for one day.
One day.
They kept Mama for 10 days in the hospital. That's what started.
Well, that's what they, back right then, that's what they was telling
us. No, this was just a couple weeks
ago. Yeah, if you're in the hospital, it's, you know, different. Well. But if you're at home.
Yeah, if they say if you got symptoms, just stay at home, and it'd probably be gone 4 to 8 hours.
Yeah. So, then I thought, he has no brain cells, and COVID's not really a thing anymore. But in his mind, he thought, I don't want to get this virus. This is going to be bad for my health. Yeah. But I'm going to hit this crack pipe, and that's not going to affect me one damn bit.
Yeah.
That's going to keep me going through the day. And then I thought, maybe we should just slice off the whole left coast.
There you go.
And just let it float away.
Chisel off California. We could just, you know.
Let that San Andreas the Giant fault thing just crack.
Yeah, but they're going up and get
yeah,
British Columbia, what Canada, about
yeah, all that area, mm-hmm, over, and just and chip it off, and just let's float down into the Pacific Ocean out there. Don't run into Hawaii, because Hawaii's pretty nice, I think.
Yeah, just let it be its own new island that no one wants to go to.
Yeah,
kind of like Australia, because criminals and not kangaroos.
Australia.
What are the little animals that...
I do want to go to Australia.
Walla bears.
Yeah, they have chlamydia, so you don't want to touch them.
Holy smokes.
Oh, damn.